The Girl Who Never Was, Memoirs of a Survivor, by June Unknown. Epilogue. Wise men and poets are always asking why. Why is there pain and suffering? Why is there evil? Why are we here? As I hold my baby, her skin pressed against my skin, feel her breath burble from her cheeks, smell her sweetness, I think the answer is so very simple and so very hard. We are here to learn how to love. Not just how to give love blindly, as I did with Daddy. More than learning how to accept and cherish the love offered to us, as Seth taught me. Rather, how to live it. Every day, with every beat of our hearts. Seth's final gift to me came in the form of a letter. He didn't try to explain. He left that to others. I think there, at the end, he knew and understood love better than anyone on the planet ever has or ever will. To my dearest, beautiful, brave, and amazing wife and daughter. You are my everything. If you don't remember anything else, please remember those four words and cherish them as a truth larger than any man could ever speak. I want to be there with you so badly that it breaks my heart. If there was any other path, no, I would have taken it no matter how painful. In my mind, I am there with you. My arms wrap around both of you, holding you so tight, so that we three, together, our beating hearts echo into eternity with a force strong enough to power the universe. That is how much I love you both. I don't regret it, not any of it, not one single moment. So please remember that when shadows fall over your own memories, know that what we have, what we two created, was beautiful, strong, enduring. Our love, our life together, our baby, is absolute proof of what God intended when he started all of this. That yes, there is light, there will always be light, and with light comes hope and strength and triumph. You will have doubts, my beautiful, amazing, courageous, and yet blind wife. Fear will creep in, and you will worry you are not strong enough. Know that you are. You will be the best mother a child could have. I only wish I could be there by your side and watch our beautiful, strong, and amazing daughter grow. Know that I will always be with you both. Know that you are loved deeply and completely. Know that you are not alone. Be happy. Your loving husband. As I read Seth's farewell, holding our baby as she slept, surrounded by his family, our friends, and knowing that they were all now my family, I knew he was right. I don't know my real birthday. I still don't know my real name, although I now know who my mother and father were. I only have the birthday and name that were given to me by strangers. But I know when my life began. It was the day two strangers knocked on my door and entered my empty life. The day I found a reason to enter the world, a reason to believe there was something worth fighting for, something worth living for. The day I met Seth and became the girl who is June Unknown. The girl who does more than endure or survive, but who has learned how to speak up against evil. The girl who has learned how to live. And finally, how to love.